everyone. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio here on the Word of Mom Media Network. I'm your host, Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here week after week just breaking those myths that mompreneurs and businesswomen and people building their businesses, especially from home, are just dabbling in between, you know, bake sales, getting our nails done, car washes. We're not. We're smart, we are savvy, and we are sharing the wisdom of women in business and in life. And occasionally people say to me, gee, do you ever interview men? Which, of course we do. Even though we primarily focus on women in business, there's no negating that men bring a powerful voice to the workforce as well. And so today, on our Parent Corner, we are actually sharing Eric Oldfield, who is the Chief Business Officer of Brainly, the world's largest online learning community for students, teachers, and parents. They have more than 150 million monthly users in 35 countries. Their company is based in the New York City headquarters office, is where Eric is, and he serves as the general manager for the U.S. market for Brainly. He also has two school-age daughters who regularly use the platform for homework help. So, Eric, welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thanks so much. So, you know what? Give us a little background of how Brainly was created.
Sure. So, you know, Brainly was founded 10 years ago in Poland, surprisingly. We're a company with sort of deep Polish DNA, and the founders were university students. They were kids that basically went to high school together and then went to college together as well. And, you know, like many other students, they love to study together. And the reason is that, you know, everybody's good at something and needs help with something. And their sort of expertise melded well. One friend was really good at physics, but terrible at history. Another friend was really good at history, needed help in math, and so on. And so they were studying together, helping each other with their homework. And they got stuck on a question, and they just couldn't figure it out. And they decided to go online. They started searching, and they couldn't find the help that they needed. And one of them said to the other, you know, hey, wouldn't it be great, like the way that we study together, if there was a site where we could just ask this question and people like us could give us the answer, like we give, like we help each other. And so they said, you know, hey, let's do it. So they built it. They launched it in Poland 10 years ago. And within about a year and a half, they were reaching more than half of all students in Poland. And they were like, holy cow, like this really worked. They decided, you know, maybe this could, if it works here, maybe it could work somewhere else. And so they raised a little bit of capital. They launched in Russia, and it grew like wildfire. Today we have over 35 million students a month in Russia using the platform. And so, you know, as this happened, they realized, wow, we're on to something. They raised a Series A round and basically deployed, started rolling out markets. Fast forward to today, we have over 150 million kids a month using the platform in 35 countries. Obviously, every country is in its native language. So we're in Asia. We have a huge presence in India, Indonesia. We're in South America, we're in Europe, and obviously we're here in the U.S. In the U.S., we have over 18 million kids a month using the platform, and that's growing at about 100% year over year.
So how do kids use Brainly?
You know, it's really simple, and the use case is very specific. You know, I have kids. I know probably most of your listeners have kids too. You know, when kids do homework, you know, homework is practice, right? And obviously there are questions that are practiced to make sure that students are mastering the curriculum, but teachers often put questions that are more difficult into homework. And that's when you usually hear, Mom, I need help. I can't do this. Please help me. That's the use case. When kids get stuck with their homework, they come to Brainly and they can ask our community for help. So basically, they will put in the question that they're having difficulty with. There's a good chance that we will already have an answer because we have over 3 million questions answered in the U.S. already, and that's growing pretty quickly. But if they can find that, they can find the question that they're struggling with. Basically, what happens is The community, both, you know, students, parents, and teachers give help as well as get help. And so the student puts the question in, and then they get a thoughtful walkthrough of how to tackle the problem, what the answer is, and why, how you come to that answer.
So, you know, they're asking the question, and maybe somebody else is out there with that answer. When my kids, it's funny, when my kids were young, they all sat together and did their homework. And if they couldn't figure it out between the three of them, then I would step in and help, because I always wanted them to be working with each other. So I'm assuming that that's kind of that on a global scale.
That's exactly right. And you know, we have thousands of freelancers that are mostly teachers and graduate students that, you know, that also help. But they also go in and verify the completeness and correctness of the answers. Now, it is possible you'll get an answer that isn't correct on Brainly, but generally, over time, we cleanse the knowledge base and make sure that the help is complete and correct.
Does it help reduce stress for the kids and parents alike when they're doing homework?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, this story, I think, will resonate with your audience. You know, my younger daughter was asking for help. She was doing long division, and I came over to help her. And I was like, oh, I can do this, right? I know long division. So I started to do the problem, and immediately she said, Dad, what are you doing? That's not how you do it, right? So the way that things are taught today is different than the way we learned. And, you know, for me, that was really stressful. Like, wow, like I can't even help you with long division. But I went on to Brainly and looked up the question. And all of a sudden I realized, oh, this is the way they teach it now. And I could explain it to my daughter.
Interesting how the difference in the way that we are taught the same things and how you can come at them from different avenues.
So yeah, absolutely.
What would be the top tip for students who want to do better in school?
So, you know, I think, you know, what's really interesting and what we see is, you know, on Brainly, every student has trouble with their homework, right? Like it this is not like the exception to the rule. It is the rule that every student gets homework and every student gets stuck with their homework. And I think, you know, the best tip I could give is, you know, seek out help. Right. If you can't understand it, that's okay. This is what learning's all about, right? It's about getting through that problem and figuring it out. And Brainly is a great solution for kids that don't have a parent that could help. But I think my kids are in that situation. My older daughter, who's a teenager, I don't understand most of what she's doing, but you know, she uses Brainly on a regular basis to get help, but she also gives a lot of help. And I think this is the other thing, is that, you know, getting help is great, but really what we hear from students a lot on the platform is, you know, when they're taking a test, they see a question, they go, oh, I answered this question on Brainly. I really know the answer. So it's not just doing the problem yourself, but when you help others, that really accelerates your learning. And it's one of the best ways to master a subject is to teach other people about it.
Is there a way to do like collaborations? I mean, I in the platform, can they have study groups and things like that?
So we don't support study groups. Like, we have a very specific use case, and that is helping students who are stuck get unstuck, right? And I'm sure, you know, you've experienced this. You know, your child is doing their homework and they're super frustrated and they, you know, go into meltdown mode, you know, like that is probably the worst educational situation, right? And so what Brainly is really about is helping kids not stress out and not lose it because they can't figure it out. And you know, and be able to get the help that they need with a specific question that's, you know, that's really holding them up. As far as study groups go and collaborative learning, you know, I see, you know, my older daughter, she does her homework over FaceTime, like with three friends at the same time, video conferencing. They do their homework together. But that certainly is collaborative learning. But they use Brainly a lot. When they get stuck, they go to Brainly and they say, oh, I found it on Brainly. You know, here's how it works. And then they explain it to each other.
Very cool. This is just very, very interesting. So even though you are solely using the platform, there is that collaboration because you might be asking another student, or do they ever, is there feedback that's provided on there?
Yeah. So, you know, when, and Brainly, you know, it's sort of like, can you use Brainly to collaborate? I mean, the real short answer is Brainly is collaboration, right? That is exactly what happens on the platform. So when a student asks a question, they can get an answer from another student or a teacher or, you know, or a parent that's on the platform or one of our experts, but they can get multiple answers. So they can get one person can answer and another person can give another answer. And then each of these answers have notes where you can ask follow on questions. And so when you look at when you look at like a really good example of a homework help solution on Brainly, it's not just, hey, here's the question, here's the answer, here's why the answer is what it is, and here's how you get to that answer. There's also a lot of back and forth between the asker and the answerer, helping to clarify sort of nuances of the problem itself. So it is a collaboration platform, and, you know, there's unlimited space to have back and forth, to go deeper or to solve sort of, you know, nuances of the problem.
On that note, we're going to take a quick break and say thank you to our sponsors. So we'll be right back in just a moment here on Word of Mom Radio.
As parents, keeping our school safe is our utmost concern. SafetyBags.com offers a line of clear bags and backpacks, not only for the students, but for the teachers, administrators, and everyone else entering that school, because asking our students to carry clear bags puts the responsibility of keeping our school safe literally on the backs of our children. Safety Bags offers a way to partner with the schools in keeping them safe. So visit us at safetybags.com and you will see why we are the clear choice. Because safety, it's in the bag.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than one in four children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404 or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
Join StadiumBags.com in our efforts to keep schools safe. 10% of every bag sold will now be donated to different organizations promoting safety in our learning environments. Not only do our clear bags take the hassle out of going through security, but they make a difference. So join us at StadiumBags.com because you'll see why we are the clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
And we're back here on Word of Mom Radio. We are talking to Eric Oldfield about Brainly, which is an online community studying for your students. How does Brainly ensure that the information shared is accurate?
So, you know, there's a bunch of different sort of quality mechanisms that we use. Like first and foremost, every question has, you know, students can thank the answerer. Okay. They can also give stars to the answer. So it's a one to five star rating. And then there's also a button that is report. And the report button is basically the students will report if they think a question is wrong or is problematic. And with all of these mechanisms, we basically measure the accuracy at a high level to understand, you know, which questions may have problems or may not be correct. And then we have thousands of teachers and experts, grad students that that we pay to go and check questions. So if a question is reported, it's immediately checked. If it gets low star ratings, we check it to make sure that it's right. And then also, you know, we look at the popularity of questions. Some questions, you know, may only be accessed by 10 students in a month. Others may be accessed by 100,000 students. So the popularity of a question also is a way that we focus on, you know, if something's super popular, we want to make sure that we have a really high quality answer and that it's correct. So, you know, it is possible that, and in the same way that when your students, when your kids study with their friends, like, what, you know, how do you know that, you know, your child's friend is giving them good help? The answer is you really don't, right? But at least on Brainly, we have the capability to check this. And so we do that on an active basis 24 hours a day around the world for all of our domains.
On each subject, is it by grade level? Is it by subject? Is it by trial and error?
So it's really interesting. Like, Brainly has a really powerful network effect that's built into it, okay? What happens is, like, when a student asks a question and another student or teacher answers that question, it makes our knowledge base, which is basically the database of questions that have been answered, bigger. When other students go online to get help and they search on Google, they find us. So for every question that we publish, we get more users that come back, and that network effect basically over time enables us to accumulate every question that any student might ask. And I know that's kind of mind-boggling, but when you look at, like, super mature markets, like I mentioned, Poland and Russia, Indonesia, basically, you know, the chances of a student asking a homework-related question on our platform and us not answering, having an answer already, are very low. It's like 1 in 100. Like, we basically have 99% coverage. There are always new questions that come, but, you know, over time in a market with sort of the critical mass that we have of activity, we have a very high level of coverage. As far as the way it's organized, we organize questions by subject, by level. So level being, like, you know, elementary school. Actually, in the United States, we don't have elementary school. That is something we probably will be doing in the future, but we have middle school, high school, and college level. And then, you know, within the subjects, we have subcategorization as well. But the funny thing is nobody ever searches in that way unless they're answering questions, okay? The use case is very specific. You get stuck on a question, you're searching for that question. You're not searching for the subject. You're not searching for, you know, the grade level. You're really searching for the answer to a specific question, and that's the way Brainly works.
I'm assuming that this uses artificial intelligence.
Yeah, we use it in a bunch of different ways, but sort of, like, first, we use AI in order to help us predict which questions need to be corrected. So we use AI for quality assurance. That's one way we use it. Another really interesting way we use it is on the sort of health side of the equation. You know, when you get an answer, when you use Brainly and you get help, it's really kind of a moving experience. Like, somebody just took the time to help me. And so students, like, engage, they thank people actively, and it really sort of spurs this, I just got help, I want to give help, right? And so we use artificial intelligence to make helping other students easier. And the way we do this is by looking at sort of the answering patterns of the students that and teachers that help, and then surfacing questions that they have a higher likelihood of being able to give help on, right? So the subject level, the difficulty level, we use artificial intelligence to try to match questions to students and teachers who are answering. And this basically makes giving help a lot easier.
Interesting. Are schools sharing Brainly with their students, or are they actually just finding you online?
Yes, we have a real strong relationship with sort of the educational institution. As I mentioned, there are tons of teachers on the platform that basically, you know, that help. Like, teachers by nature want to help, right? That's what they're doing is you know, helping kids get a better education and helping them get ahead. And so, you know, this is sort of core to who teachers are, and they really like giving help because it makes them feel good. And so we have tons of teachers on the platform, and also a lot of schools endorse us and encourage their students to use it if they get stuck. And the reason for this is that, you know, the teacher can't be there for the student when they're doing their homework and they need help, right? And most teachers feel like, you know, you should be able to get help. If you really want to figure something out, you should be able to get help. And that's why Brainly's there, not just to help students, but to help parents help their kids as well.
So if I wanted to go for math help or science.
We cover the full gambit. All the way from middle school in the United States through college. Now, as you get further into college, generally it's like the first couple years where the curriculum's relatively standardized. We have help there. As you get into sort of, you know, the 300, 400 level classes in college, the curriculum has a huge amount of variability because the professors are basically creating and changing, you know, the syllabus every single semester. So it basically goes all the way through sort of sophomore year we have help. And obviously we cover every single subject.
So how is there a fee to be on Brainly?
Yes. So Brainly is free to every student in the world. That said, you know, we are a business. We need to make money. We have ads on the platform. You can use Brainly for free. You can get up to 15 answers a day for free in the United States. But if you want unlimited, uninterrupted, ad-free access, we have a subscription model. And so the price is between $2 and $4 a month, depending on how long a subscription you purchase. When you're a paying subscriber, you get unlimited access and your questions get priority when you ask them.
Excellent. How does somebody sign up to start using it?
When you go on the site, obviously you can use it for free, but once you get past a certain amount of usage, we will prompt you to subscribe. And it's very simple. You can pay with a credit card or a bank card. Parents can buy subscriptions for their kids, and we feel like, you know, what's better than the gift of learning?
Excellent. So as we wrap up, what would you like to leave our audience with, Eric?
You know, I think just that, homework is hard. And I think we all know this. Like, it's just and education can be frustrating. From my perspective as a parent, like, the best thing you can do is give your kid the best chance and to take as much stress out of that homework routine every day. And you know, that's really why we're here, Brainly as a service. And I encourage, you know, everyone to use it.
How can people reach out?
So you can reach me directly by email. I'm eric@brainly.com. You can also come to our website, check it out. And in the About, there's a Contact Us button there that you can reach out to us through.
Well, Eric, I want to thank you so much for being here with us on our Parent Corner today. And for all of you listening with kids out there learning, I highly suggest that you take a look at Brainly.com. This is a really interesting platform. My kids are grown and gone and doing their own thing, but now I have grandchildren. So, sooner or later, they're going to be asking questions that I may not have an answer to if I'm doing homework. So.
Yeah.
It's nice to know that there is a resource out there. So again, Eric, thank you so much for being here. To all of our listeners tuning in, thank you so much for being here with us today on Word of Mom Radio. We're getting ready to close out with our fabulous theme song from Smith Sisters Bluegrass. So I thank you all for being here with us on the Word of Mom Media Network. And until next time, this is Dori DiCarlo saying go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you. She is you.
She is sure.